Okay, let's do, unless, until we get the other maimer. Let's do the Rebbe's first maimer. The Rebbe said, Yud Shvat Tavshin Yud Aleph. The original Basi Lagani, just to explain a little bit of the history of this Basi Lagani and how it worked. The previous Rebbe wasn't able to speak. So the Friedrich Rebbe, at the end of his life, wrote maimorim. He didn't say them, he wrote them. And the way Rabbeim used to work with them, I mean, he wasn't the only Rebbe that wrote. The Rebbe said maimorim. A lot of Rebbe's said maimorim, wrote maimorim. The Friedrich Rebbe, the last years of his life, couldn't speak. He had a stroke, so he wrote maimorim. Now, a lot of the Rabbeim, when they wrote maimorim, you know, we know a maimor has a beginning and an end and then the middle of the maimor. Now, a lot of times when the Rabbeim wrote maimorim, there was no beginning and end. They wrote a concept in Chassidus, and then later they put a beginning of a pasuk or a gemara and asked a few questions and then went into the whole explanation and at the end wrapped it up. Okay, so the Friedrich Rebbe, the last year he passed away, Tavshin Yud, so he wrote, before he passed away, he wrote four maimorim. Basi Lagani for Yud Shvat, which is the maimer for his grandmother's yahrzeit. His grandmother, the Rebbetzin Rivka, the Rebbe Menashe's wife, her yahrzeit was Yud Shvat. So he wrote a maimer Basi Lagani for her yahrzeit. Yud Gimel Shvat, he wrote another maimer, Yeshevis Beganim, which, whatever we'll get to. Yeshevis Beganim, that was for the yahrzeit of his mother on the 13th of Shvat. Then the Rebbe wrote two more maimorim, one for Purim and one for Beis Nissen, which was the yahrzeit of his father, of the Rebbe Rashab. But those two last maimorim didn't have beginnings and ends because it was too far ahead. So he didn't write a beginning or an end. He just wrote the concept of Chassidus. But these four maimorim, Yud Shvat, Yud Gimel Shvat, Purim, and Beis Nissen, each one of them maimorim has five chapters, altogether making it 20 chapters. And it's one continuation. In other words, these four maimorim are one continuation called the Hemshech of Basi Lagani, the continuation of Basi Lagani. So the Friedrich Rebbe gave out this maimer, Yud Shvat, for his grandmother's yahrzeit. Then he was going to give out another maimer 3 days later for his grandmother's yahrzeit. And then he was going to finish up and begin Purim and Beis Nissen and write a beginning and an end. But that never happened. So, but the Rebbe said that obviously the Friedrich Rebbe wrote the maimer for his own yahrzeit, not for his own passing, not only for his grandmother's yahrzeit, but he wrote it for his own yahrzeit as a will, a tzava, the last will and testament for the Chassidim. And therefore what the Rebbe did in the first maimer, the Rebbe said, Tavshin Yud Aleph, because there's 20 chapters in that long maimer of Basi Lagani, of the four maimer of the previous Rebbe. So the first year, the maimer explained at great length the first chapter of that maimer. Second year, Tavshin Yud Beis explained the second chapter of the maimer. Third year, until Tavshin Lamed, which was 20 years since his passing of Tavshin Yud, the Rebbe explained the last paragraph of the maimer at great length. Then it started again. Tavshin Lamed Aleph started again. The Rebbe started beginning again from the first chapter of the maimer. And then the second, the third, and fourth. So this year, so it says like this, from Tavshin Yud to Tavshin Lamed, okay, 5710 to 5730, he finished Basi Lagani once. From Tavshin Lamed to Tavshin Nun, even though the Rebbe didn't say maimorim at that time, Tavshin Lamed to Tavshin Nun was the second time around. Tavshin Nun to Tavshin Ayin, which is then these all 20-year cycles, was the third time around. So now we're on the fourth time around. And the fourth time around, we're really on Ois Tes, because this year's Tavshin Ayin Tes. So Tavshin Ayin would begin the Mimer again, the fourth cycle. And Tes would be this year. So therefore, the Mimer of this year of the Rebbe, the last Mimer we have of the Rebbe, was Tavshin Lamed Tes. So the Rebbe said a Mimer on the ninth chapter, Tavshin Yud Tes, right? 5719, which was the ninth year from 5710. And then Tavshin Lamed, he started again, so Tavshin Lamed Tes. After what, there was no, like Tavshin Nun Tes, there was no Mimer already, obviously, from the Rebbe. The Rebbe wasn't around that physically. So that's the story of the way Basi Ligani works. And the Rebbe used to say always that the chapter of Basi Ligani of that year is the lesson for the year. That's what the Rebbe used to say. And the Rebbe used to elaborate on it. So really, this year's Maimer is really Tovshin Lametes. So if we get it, whatever, make up, whatever it is. If we get it, we'll learn that. But meanwhile, let's do this initial Maimer of the Rebbe. The Rebbe's first Basi Ligani, by the way, the Rebbe didn't say a Maimer like he does now, or like he did when he said a Maimer, the whole Maimer at one shot. Basi Ligani, the Rebbe said a little bit, stopped. He sang a nigen, Rebbe continued a little bit, he sang a nigen, and that was the way the first Maimer went of the Rebbe. Well, there's one more thing I just wanted to say.
Only that first Maimer?
Yeah, only the first Maimer, yeah.
A nigen between his choices?
Yeah, not between his choices, a little bit, then he said, I don't, there's a tape of it, there's a very unclear tape, of a little bit of it, you don't hear it. Another interesting thing about Basi Ligani, the Rebbe, twice a year, in his Maimer that he said, mentioned all the Rebbes. Okay? Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe mentioned all the Rebbes, and Yud Shvat, the Rebbe mentioned all the Rebbes. And not only did he mention all the Rebbes, but he mentioned the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid. And the last years, the Rebbe's Maimer, the Rebbe would mention his father too, Reb Levick. In fact, in the original Basi Ligani, this Basi Ligani, it doesn't have the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid, but in Yeshevas Beganim, the Rebbe said in the Sikh, so in the Yeshevas Beganim, the second Maimer, that the Rebbe said in Yud Gimel Shvat, our Rebbe said Yud Gimel Shvat, the second Maimer, so over there he mentions all the Rebbeim and the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid.
Starting from the Baal Shem
Tov. Not necessarily in order. It wasn't in this Maimer, in the original Basi Ligani, the Rebbe mentions that all the Rebbes, I think three times for sure, maybe four, we'll see. I remember. Three for sure, and then sometimes four. Okay, so let's. Now, this first page, just for the record, is super up there. I mean, Lifnei Atzimtzum and Shechina, Shechina, okay, but we'll go through it and we'll survive. Okay, so the Rebbe writes this Basi Ligani, Chesikala. In his place says, "Lagani." By the way, it's interesting. Chassidim say that why does the Fidei get a bright b'mkayme in his place? Say, "V'isa b'medrash." What's the difference where the medrash is? Because medrash is in a few places. In this case, b'mkayme in Shir Hashirim Rabbah. There's a passing in Shir Hashirim. Over there, it says, "Who said this?" Amir Abinachem. The Menachem said, the son-in-law of, well, I don't remember. No. His son-in-law. So this Chassidim says is an allusion, alluding to, obviously, to the Rebbe. Okay, so it says, Laganin, Sivkan, it doesn't say, I've come to my garden, or to my dwelling place, El Lagani, Lugnuni. Hashem said, I've come back to my garden. Which means, by definition, he was here, he left, and he came back. You can't come back to a place you weren't there the first time. So it says, I've returned to my dwelling place. The Medrash says, which means, Lamokum Shoyikir Bitchila, the place where my primary level was at the beginning. I left and I came back. This passage, by the way, in Shir Hashirim is referring to Matan Torah. At Matan Torah, Hashem said, I've come back to my garden. The Ikir Shechina B'Tachteinim Haisa, because the primary Shechina was down here. At Kaloshen, that's what the Friedrich Rebbe writes. So he says, Lahovin the Kaloshen Iker Shechina, to understand what does it mean, Iker Shechina. Hine, Peter Shechina, Mevarcha, Kumar Azakin Alt Rebbe explains what is the definition of Shechina. Why is Hashem called Shechina? Hashem Shechen is Sumaslabeshes. Shechina comes from the word Shochen, resting in a lower level. So the level of Elokus that comes into the world, it's resting in the lower world. V'shechanti b'seichem, like in the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash, is a level of a shechanti b'seichem, which is reishis, is galus, which is the initial revelation of Elokus. The fact that the word Shechina means comes down into the world, coming down means revelation. That's the definition of revelation, is you come down. V'neim, imashe kos, reishis, is galus, nikra b'shem Shechina. The fact that he uses the expression that the beginning of revelation, Alter Rebbe uses that the beginning of revelation is the level of Shechina, moving mizashin and Shechina lemaile lemaile meatzilus gamkin. that the word Shechina is infinitely greater even than the level of Atzilus. Meaning, in Chassidus it explains what level goes into the next world, Malchus. Malchus of Atzilus goes into the first levels of Bria. Malchus of Bria goes into the first levels of Yitzira. So Malchus is known as Shechina. So generally speaking, when we speak about the level of Malchus, we're speaking about of Shechina. We're speaking about Malchus of Atzilus. The Malchus of Atzilus is called Shechina. But the fact that he uses the expression Ika Shechina means that we're talking about infinite levels much, much greater than Atzilus. Gam bechinas ursh lifnei atzimtzum. Even in the revelation lifnei atzimtzum, shadeishes is galus hu be'erin tov shilfnei atzimtzum. The original revelation of Elokus is even before Tzimtzum, higher than Tzimtzum. Ukemesha calls of Chakad Moram to like the Mittler Rebbe writes, Ki Ha'od is a Kav Chut, the revelation of Kav and Chut. Kav means a line, Chut means a thread, which refers to when Hashem, like we learned Tzimtzum edition, it was too great, so Hashem removed everything and re-revealed a limited level of Elokus to create a world. That's called Kav and Chut. So that, compared to the Atmos, or itself, to the essence of Hashem, is called Shechina, is also called Shechina. Why? Ki'in ha-Shechina b'chol mokim lefi inyonei. Okay? The word Shechina is a relative word. In Atzilus, Shechina means one thing, in Bria, Shechina means another thing. I mean, it's the same concept. But you can have Shechina in Atzilus, you can have Shechina in Bria, you can have Shechina in Yetzirah, you can have Shechina lefnei Atzimtzum. Whatever the level is, right? It doesn't mean Shechina is one only level of Atzilus. It could be relative. He said, "Ki in Shechina b'chom b'akom fi inyoni." Legabi Atzilus, Malchus is called Shechina, right? And what level of Malchus and Atzilus? Shechina and Atzilus, the level of Malchus, which goes into the next world. V'gam b'zam Asher Malchus d'Atzilus nikra Shechina. Even this, that the Malchus of Atzilus is called Shechina. Mevay Chakad Murat Zemach Zedek explains Shezel Davke K'meish Nasis B'chinas Atik Leilam Abriyam. That's only the way Atzilus explains a second Malchus comes into Bria. Alva B'yeis of Atzilus, the way it is in Atzilus U'miyuched the Simoim is united with the level of Atzilus V'lei Shaykh Loshin Shechina. Okay, now we know the four worlds are a chain, right? You have a chain. So chain is link into link into link. Every link that goes into the next link has two parts to that link. The bottom link, part of the link, goes into the next level. That means it's connected to the next level. And then you have the top part of the link, which is not going into the lower level. Correct? Now, when Malchus comes into, from Malchus of Atzilus, becomes a Shechina to come into Bria, right? The lower level of Malchus is going into Bria. So that's the level that's called Shechina. Shechina means it rests in the lower level. So what level is Shechina Malchus of Atzilus? The level of Malchus that goes into Bria. But the way Malchus is by itself, you know, there's two aspects of every link. There's two aspects to Malchus. The way Malchus is by itself, and then the way Malchus comes into the next world. Right? Malchus the Atzilus goes into Bria. Okay, so he says, doesn't contradict what he said before. Shakav nikra b'shem shechina, that the kav is called shechina, k'shechina shenamer b'dashos razal. Normally, the level of shechina is the level of malchus d'atzilus. And also, like he says, k'shenasu b'chinas atik l'biya dafka, avol b'shosha, but the higher level of shechina, all the way, it says, ikar shechina b'tachtayna ma'isa, Avol b'shoshe, kamelo gabi ein sof, hine gama kav is also called Shechina. In other words, the highest levels of revelation into the lower world, whatever level that is called Shechina. Ve'echad etayim mashakav nekri b'shem Shechina. The reason the gabi ein sof, the Rebbe Merashi writes, v'shakav kavonas hamshachosi b'shvul sheyislabish ba'ilmus n'shamas Yisrael. Why is the kav, which again is the initial line, right, that Hashem re-revealed to be able to reveal the world and into neshamas, that they can handle it. That's called Kav, because it's the limited level of Elokus that comes into the world. Again, this is all Kabbalah, we'll get there. L'chein in egam b'reishis nikri b'shem Shechina. And the Maila Yosef, even higher than that, the original Shechina is even higher than Tzimtzum. like the Rebbe Rashab explains, Shagili Ha'or Kushul Lifnei HaTzimtzum, even the revelation of Or, which is Lifnei HaTzimtzum, is also called Shechina. Because Klal is Lifnei HaTzimtzum, there's three levels. There's Etzim Ha'or, there's the essence, and then there's the way it shines. And in shining, Yesh Beit Madregis. The way it shines, commercial Atme, which is the Saviv, and the Gila Ur La Atme, Shach La Emesh, which is Mokim Amale. Forget, but in simple English, in any Ur, especially the Rebbe Rashab explains, the Fnei Atzimtzum is like this. You have the sun, okay, which is the essence of light, and then you have the way the sun reveals itself. Now in Elokus, there's the infinite revelation of Elokus, and there's a finite revelation of Elokus, right? So there's three levels of light. The essence of the light, which would be like the sun, which is the source of light, the Fnei Shechina. And then you have a level of Or that is the source of the infinite, Seviv. And then you have the Or, which is the source of limited, which is Mermala. So there's three levels of Or. Yeah?
Sometimes when it says... I'm not even asking about this. Just a general concept on Chassidus. Sometimes when it's talking about coming down, it talks about the idea of going hiskalus to reveal itself. Sometimes that's the idea of hislapshus. What is the difference between hislapshus and hiskalus? Is there a difference?
In technical language, yeah. Hiskalus means a revelation. I could reveal something to you and you don't get it. You don't understand it. It's too, like we said, Niagara Falls can be a revelation of water. It's his gallus of water, but there's no hislapshus, there's no cup to drink it from.
Hislapshus means having the
keli. Hislapshus means it dresses itself into. Dresses itself, by definition, means you're coming down based on the level of that level. of that thing that you're revealing to.
So it sounds like his gallus.
You can have a revelation over somebody's head. Right?
So there.
That's Saviv.
Hislapshus is a
His slap shit where he dresses itself into, yeah. That's the called Mamala. Okay, Vigili or Azad Nikrib Shem Shina. Afshu lifni atzimtum, and you can't be a mocker for Ilamis because I and the Natsil is no mocker. Shachain Hutrachli is a symptom, Ishim Shina Silik Dafka. Okay, nevertheless, it's called Shina, and that's what he says. Ika Shina Vitachtainim Haisa. Hainu Shagili Shina Vitachtainim, that this original Gili that was in the world. What does the Pasik say? Basi Lagani. The Medrash says that Hashem has come back. Lagani lagnuni to my dwelling place, meaning ikushchina betachtainim haisa. That means this level of lifnei hatzimtzum, the highest levels of godliness, was revealed in the world until chatei tzedas.
Until
eight tzedas. Yeah, we'll see that. Anyway, amar gam leik meishul lagabi yontzav kavki meikur b'nisa shchina betachtainim dafke. Okay. Okay. Kershin slabi beilim esayi b'seid v'adraga. That is a greater revelation. Okay. Let's go to Beis. So therefore, when it says in the Medrash says, Iker Shechina v'tachteinim haisa. Mevor mi ha-Medrash, it comes out from the Medrash, that tachteinim koi aloilam azah gashmi. Where was the Lukus revealed? V'tachteinim. What's tachteinim? The lowest of the low, which is this physical world. Like he explains, the Friedrich Rebbe and the Maima, it's a das nostalgia, Shechina, Meordus, Lakia. Okay, bottom line is this. The Medrash says, this is all the Medrash. Through the Chet of Eitadas, we know there's seven heavens and earth, correct? Okay, so it says the Iker Shechina was down here. This is what the Medrash, all Medrash, meanwhile. The Shechina was down here. Adam Rishon sinned, the Chet Eitadas, the Shechina jumped from earth to the first heaven. Remember, the Shechina left and came back by Matan Torah. Okay, so let me jump the gun a little bit. The Shechina was down here. Eitz Hadas caused the Sila Kashchina, the Shechina, to leave. So it went to the first heaven. Cain killed Enosh. It went from one to two. Cain killed Hevel. Then the Medrash enumerates all seven Avedas. Anyway, seven Avedas caused the Shechina to go all the way up to the Kiyah Zayin, which is extremely remote, obviously, from the revelation in this world. Then the Medrash says, seven tzaddikim got up. Okay? Okay, in the original Maimon. That's a Medrash, though. That's a Medrash of Basi Lagani. So then the Shechina came down. Avram brought the Shechina from seven to six. Yitzchak from 6 to 5. So there's 7 generations until Moshe Rabbeinu. There's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kohos, Amram, Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the 7th generation from Avram Avinu. Right? So they started bringing the Shekhinah back down. Avram brought it down to first, you know, 7 to 6. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the 7th, brought the Shekhinah back down to earth by Matan Torah. And therefore, the Pasuk says, this is what all the Medrash divide, looks at this. Basi Lagani Achesi Kala, that the Basi Lagani Lamokim Shahoya Ikri Betchila, Hashem's Shekhinah was here before the Chatei Tadas. Chatei Tadas and the 7 sins caused the Shekhinah to check out all the way up to the Kiyah Zion. And then the 7 Tzadikim until Moshe Rabbeinu brought it back. Now, it's self understood that the jump from earth to heaven is a greater jump than from heaven to heaven. Right? First of all, relevant to us, that I was going to explain, relevant to us, the Shekhinah is here and then it leaves. It's like you live in the area and then you move away. So, okay, it's bad, but moving further away is not as bad as the initial move out. Right? It's self-understood. And the same way in the reverse, bringing it down. Okay? So therefore, just like the worst sin, Chet Eitz Hadas, which is the origin of all sins, the original sin that allowed all other sins to exist in the world, that caused the Shekhinah to leave. Who caused the Shekhinah to come back down, the Medrash says? Ad Moshe Rabbeinu Shua Shvi V'chol HaShvi Chaviv, and all 7 are precious, and because of the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, greater than all the other tzaddikim, he was able to bring the Shekhinah back down. Therefore, he's going to explain that after Matan Torah, Hashem told him, by the way, to build a Mishkan, because the Iker Shekhinah came back down, but he needs a home. So therefore, the Eibishter said, "V'asi l'migdash v'shechanti b'seicham," in order to keep the Shekhinah, v'shechanti b'seicham. So then you needed the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash and all those things to keep the Shekhinah back down.
So now that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash,
we have you.
But it's not here then, no?
So therefore it says, within every person has to build their own Mishkan. The Pasuk says, so the Shulchan Chacham and others, Shalom, write, it doesn't say, it should say, I'll dwell in its midst. It doesn't say, it says, in their midst. So they explain, every Yid has to build a Mishkan within themselves, which is, now that we're, especially that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, we have to build it within ourselves. Okay, so he says like this. V'kumei shemevai daideich et eitzadas m'stalka shechina me'orz v'kia. Just like by eitzadas, the shechina left by the mountain to Elahar Sinai. Basi legani legnuni, and he says like this. V'ikra siluk shenasa ideachet. What was the primary leaving from earth to heaven? Was chet eitzadas dafka. Right? And he says, Kamei be'in achet, and ikar achatoyim, the primary level of sin, was chet etzadas, which chet etzadas was nesinas mokum l'shar achatoyim, was the source of all other... Okay. We continue.